I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is Friday the 20th, you want to say?
Yep.
We are live from Thailand in a hotel room. I'm sweating. I'm in my pants. You're in my pants also.
We're all in your pants.
Girlfriend Maureen is here. And we've all decided collectively that the most comfortable pants to wear are my pants. Correct? Yep.
Definitely.
Definitely. This is the second go we're going to have at this because we started the other day. We ran out of batteries. I feel like physically our batteries were low. Would you agree, Maureen?
Yeah. We were tired.
We were very tired. I've been super tired the whole time. I've been sleeping crazy amounts that I wouldn't normally sleep. And then you're up the way I would be up, pacing the floor like a crazy mental patient.
Yeah, I've hardly slept. Which is unlike me.
That is unlike Maureen. The sloth, we call you back at home. We don't. Yeah, I call you that anywhere. Behind your back.
Anytime.
We're drinking beer now. We're just back from dinner. We were hoping to go out for... to drink booze, but seemingly there's some sort of,
it's called, hold on,
Maureen's gonna read it out, do some googling there, can't have your phone near the thing though.
Okay.
Not that you're getting signal here, but it's called like what's it called, Vic some, we're gonna say Hindu celebration.
It's, where are you getting Hindu from?
What do you mean?
It's a Buddhist thing. It's Buddhist. A Buddhist company.
What's Hindu
company?
Then
country. What? Hindu is an Indian thing.
Ah, fuck's sake. It's all these elephants are confusing me. There's a celebration, and it is the celebration of some dude passing into Nirvana.
Some dude, the actual Buddha.
The dude, the Buddha.
It's
the Duda. The Duda?
Why didn't I? Enlightenment and how I find it.
Why'd they not call him the Duda?
I don't know, Colin.
While you're talking about that, we'll find out the name. Normally this would be on a Tuesday. We would plug Laverice Comedy Club. However, it's been and gone. Shout out to...
It's called...
Oh, fuck, here we go. Info.
Visakha Puja? How do you say that?
Visakha Puja?
So...
Nickname for my nuts.
Commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and passing into Nirvana of the historical Buddha. So there you go.
The historical Buddha, so...
Nothing to do with Hinduism whatsoever.
So I think we should spend all tonight listening to Nirvana and drinking this beer. Drinking this beer, son. Let's talk about our travels. We went... We've missed the podcast by about 3 days, and a lot of action's happened in that space of time. Oh, I was speaking about Laverice, hold on. Let me get that out of the way. Cheers to everyone who went to that. I believe the numbers were quite low. Exams are on, Maureen, yes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exams are on. There's a big football match, and naturally, comedy numbers go down a wee bit in the summer. However, the next one is the 1st of June. Bit different to the normal comedy nights. It's going to be a... General Banter live podcast, isn't it, Maureen?
Yes, go on.
Thanks. So I'm just going to plug that now. If you've been to one before, go to another one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell them where we've been, Maureen, in the last week or so.
We've been to Dubai and Vietnam. Now we're in Thailand. So.
You should write books, Maureen.
I know.
So we went to Dubai. I spent the whole time pretty much having panic attacks at the sheer size of it. What's it like being with me, Maureen?
An absolute nightmare.
It is. I'm freaked out by large indoor spaces and flying. So we flew.
You're also like a teenager. Like, you can't make any decisions and you never know where anything is.
That's true. Some people... Do you know what I mean? I'm like a superstar rapper and I'm not even a superstar rapper. You know what I mean? I'm like, who's ironing my pants? Where are we going? Where's my driver? All that shit.
Where are we going now? We're going to the Burj. Okay, where are we going now? The marina? How do we get there? No, we're going to the Burj. We're going to watch the fountains an hour later. So how do we get to the marina? We are not going to the marina 10 minutes later. Where are we going after this? Oh my God, Colin. Really, and eventually I just stop answering you. I'm just like, are you serious? Like, I actually got to the point where I'm like, do you really not know? Do you really not know where we're going? It actually worries me that you have literally zero clue. And how do you get to the Burj? It's right next door. Okay. So how far would it get to there? Do we need a taxi? It's right next door. Okay, so should we leave now? How long? Do we need to take a taxi then to Marina to get there? No, Colin, it is right next door. So how do I get there then? Look it up. You can look it up.
So
that's what it's been like the whole time with you.
So I feel like I've touched a raw nerve there. Oh dear.
You have. Yes.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, Dubai's weird if you want to just go and look at some large things in heat that would kill you. We've talked about this on the half a podcast we already did.
It's very hot there.
It would literally kill you. It would like, if there's no, like, you know that, like, don't leave your dog in your car without the window being down a wee bit, but they mean that when you're in like England. It's like, don't let your dog walk to the car.
Don't have a dog.
Don't have a dog. Unless you want to eat it at lunchtime. How hot is it there?
It's, because it's a desert, it's the dry heat as well.
It's so hot.
It's very different to where we are now. It's like being inside a fan.
A pizza oven. That's what it's like. Just dense, dry heat.
No moisture.
Like, apart from my gooch, no moisture at all. It was so sweaty. Am I sweating now?
Yeah, you're sweating a lot now.
Just beads of sweat?
Yeah.
I'm just going to let the aircon hit it, though. Just to cool
me
down.
It's funny, you didn't seem as sweaty in Dubai, but that's because it was just so dry.
We also weren't outside that much. Now, I don't want to jump forward in the story, but we were in Thailand the other day, and we're still here, and I went to buy some flip-flops.
Oh, God.
it was like a fucking comedy
I was, like, getting so embarrassed at how sweaty you were.
It was... Every pair of flip-flops the guy handed me, it looked like I just got out of a swimming pool. It was dripping water all over the place.
The only way we can describe this is we thought of two sketches, basically. One is the video of the baby with the covered in peanut butter, where it's all inside and everything. That was Colin, but with sweat. So it was like dripping down Colin's head. Obviously, you don't have hair, and you actually technically do need a bandana, as we said, but you can never do that.
I can never wear a bandana in Northern Ireland.
So most people who have hair, it kind of absorbs a certain amount of it. With Colin, it's literally just sweeping down right past the eyebrows. So it's like dripping down his eyebrows into his eyelashes, dripping, like flicking it into his eye, down his face. He would lean over, it was all like dripping off, like trying off flip-flops, squeaking every foot. And you kept like looking at t-shirts and like touching them all, and I just was like, oh no, that guy's probably like,
I also was supposed to dry myself in the shop. I was,
oh my God, you're just touching everything. You kept trying on sunglasses and every single one was just soaking. And you honestly were there for about 20 minutes and I was just standing there like, please hurry up, this is embarrassing. You're just so sweaty.
Cool.
So sweaty. Also, like that sketch of Key and Peele
where he just
like,
sweats profusely. Do you know when I've sweated the least in this whole trip? When I went to the gym today.
Really?
Because it was so well air conditioned, I was just doing regular sweat. You know, regular sweat, you go, oh, my pits are a bit damp, you know, my forehead's sweaty, you know, my shins don't feel great in these jeans, and my gooch is a goddamn swamp, right? Here it's like, why is there water dripping off my elbows? Like, you're just like, oh, there's water coming off my elbows.
Yeah, like, you came back
I keep
from...
thinking there's shit on my leg, and it's just sweat dripping from
yeah, you're like, what's that?
Oh, God knows where.
But it is, it's obviously the start of rainy season here. In, well, Vietnam and Thailand. So it's so humid. Like, the humidity is something, like, crazy. Like, 70 or 80. Like, it's really, really
humid. How do they measure humidity?
Ruler?
Sweats per column. Buckets of sweat per day per column.
Yeah, beads per meter of your back. So, a lot. No, but it is very humid. Like, you're sitting after a shower, you, like there now when we went for dinner, after a shower, so you're totally dry, get ready, you leave the nice air conditioning, you're sitting, eating your food, and it feels like you've just got out of the shower.
You're soaking
the whole hour. Like, you know, you're not, like, I'm not actually sweaty, but you're just that, like, clammy, steamy feeling.
Yeah.
Constantly. Like, you're just
You can't lean on a bar mat or anything else.
Everything is so, like, everything feels damp almost, because it's just so, so humid. But you get really used to it, though. At the start, it was very hard.
I'm fine with
Vietnam was like, oh, I cannot deal with the humidity.
We'll jump back in time. We went to Dubai. We spent a couple of days in Dubai. My sister got us cheap hotel in a fancy Hilton. Did you enjoy yourself
there?
You
said that like an Asian person. My sister got me a cheap hotel. Like, you're missing all the...
I think I said a cheap hotel.
No, you said cheap hotel. I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to blame you anyway.
I just burped there and I just had my dinner out of a pineapple and it is grim. So we went, my sister got me a cheap hotel in Dubai. We flew from there to Vietnam, where we were met by Sean Campbell. Shout out to Sean Campbell for letting us stay in his house. Sum up Vietnam in three words.
Warm. Motorbikes.
Yeah.
And dirty.
And straight up typhoid. It's you definitely go there once.
Very interesting.
It's very interesting. It's a strange way of life. You're like... see when that taxi pulled out into like the highway, and I'm gonna try and explain how would you explain that? Sean said it. He goes, each vehicle you have to act like it has its own little bubble force field around it.
Yeah.
And if a car pulls out now, I was never in anything that was going that quick. Everything's going like a sort
you
of
you can't really go that
you can't
quick
go quick
there's
anyway
so many people on the road.
Yeah, so the car pulls out and all these scooters just go around it like a shoal of fish.
Yeah, it's like a shoal of fish. So even when you see, like, as a driver, it is disoriented, and you're just, to me, I was just looking at it going, how does anyone drive? Because you literally just come out into a traffic that is mainly mopeds, motorbikes. There's very few cars. So in a, like, normal lane, there's just maybe how many... It could be 10 or 15 deep, and then it's just, there's about less than a foot between them. You know, there's just no room. Like, there's just so many of them. So you just have to go out. Like, even if you're on a moped, you have to just go out. And they do just
and
sort
people
of
don't even look.
You don't even look. You just sort of have to go.
Everyone is so
adept. Kind of thing.
Adept. Is that what's the word? Used to.
Yeah.
Just pulling out. The people,
it's just madness.
People will miss them. People will be looking out, so people just sail on into the road.
It's easier to do that as well if you're on a moped, obviously, because you can just swerve.
Oh, yeah,
it's not
course.
The same as, like, cars, but it is really weird. Like, the amount, just the sheer, like, volume of people driving is, like, I never got used to it. I was just like,
and
how is there so many people?
Like, it's great.
Crossing the road as a human, though, like, just a walking across the road, that still was the most terrifying thing in the world.
I think I'd seen videos of it. In fact, if you're at home now, Google how to cross the road in Vietnam.
Oh my god.
It looks complete madness. And Sean, who we stayed with, was like, all you have to do is walk at a uniform pace. He's like, don't walk, then run.
And you just sort of put your hand up so that they can see you.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can't, like, go back on yourself. If you walk, don't stop and don't go back, which we did a few times, and we were like, oh,
you're supposed
no.
to just keep
just
going.
Keep walking, because they will swerve around you. But it's still scary, though, isn't it?
I must admit, I don't think it was scary actually on the being right there as it was watching it. I watched it and I was like, I'm so wide. How are they going to get around me? I'm so wide. By the way...
And everyone just honks their horn constantly.
Yeah, but
it's the only way that they can, like, be like, yeah, get out of my way, so...
It's not even that. It's more like, I'm here. Watch
yeah,
out,
watch
I'm
out
here.
For me, watch out for me.
They don't do it like, the fuck are you doing? It's more just like,
no,
coming,
it's not.
I'm coming, hello.
Yeah.
So the guy, or Sean said, it's like a sonar. It's just like, bap, 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 bap. Bap, 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 bap. Meow, meow. You know, my bats do. Anyway, so we went
saying that, actually, just thinking about that now, Dubai, we were in a car, almost in a car crash every time we're in a taxi.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They are just, there isn't as many, but they're just, it's just mental.
This guy would be like, and then he'd be like, you see this man?
You
see him? You believe him? And I'd go, yeah,
thing.
Bro, didn't matter, nothing to do with you doing 90 and they a fucking ride about,
going,
bro.
Oh, God. Cause the
I was minding, saying, I was minding my own business doing 95. I do 95 over.
Fixing my marriage.
I do 95 over a top of roundabout. What is problem? What is this asshole?
It came out of nowhere.
I am doing donuts by my minding my business in middle of four lanes of traffic. The donuts, what is wrong with this bastard? You bastard. You see him? You see him nearly hit me when I'm doing...
this. I don't even know what your accent is anymore.
I've been in a lot of countries.
It's just kebab shop. It's not even a country there.
You see this bastard? I'm trying to make kebab in my passenger seat and he nearly hit me. I'm doing 45 miles per hour in reverse, back up the highway. What is wrong with this bastard?
I mean, people will think this is funny, but that's exactly what they're like all these excuses. Like, did you see the lunatic? And you're like, what? You just drove nearly into him just to make a point.
You see this man crazy? All I do is drive through window of his shop. I drive straight through windows of filling station. What is bastard problem?
Oh god. But do you remember the guy, like, we're going into the city, the proper, like, city, to the time to go see the birds, if you actually remember that?
Yeah.
And the guy just came out of a lane, straight across, and we were like, there was nowhere for him to go, and then he obviously was in a massive Jeep, so he got sort of stuck in between two lanes, and then just started to reverse with room, and everyone's like honking his horn, and he just started to reverse this massive truck, and then the traffic started to move, so he was still reversing in mid-traffic. To try and turn it, and we were just sitting there like, what the fuck?
They just don't give a fuck at all.
Oh my god, so yeah, it's been pretty
mad shit.
Pretty mental.
But anyway, Vietnam, yeah, you do have to experience it. It makes me feel bad when you go to these places that, as much as they probably rely on a lot of tourism, they're definitely like, it's definitely like they just have to put up with these fucking white cunts just to get their money. They're also very, like, they don't give a shit. I got into a lift, and there's people just laughing at you.
In Vietnam, more than anywhere, you had a lot of people pointing at you and taking photos of you.
I think I just stick out like a fucking bulldog's ball bag.
Yeah, sometimes in Belfast, people take photos of you because they're like, oh, that's that guy. In Vietnam, they're like, oh, look at this big white man.
That's what I was thinking as well. I was like, mate, I'm fucking... Someone's seen Iron Fighter over here.
And look at this.
Am I light, guys? Racist. I don't even know what
we were eating on the street. Eating the pho.
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 Pho. We're eating some chicken soup.
And it was... I'm pretty sure
that's what made me sick, by the way. We'll get into shits later, no. We'll keep going.
I don't think he was Vietnamese, actually. He looked more Chinese, that guy that was taking a picture. Do you remember him?
But he worked there.
I know, but I'm just saying. But yes, obviously he was in Vietnam.
There,
like. But he just was like clearing the table. But like sort of in front of us, so like facing Colin, I just took out his iPhone and just was smiling at Colin, pointing, and then was like taking photos and kept laughing and taking photos and taking photos. And you just sort of like, okay, like what do you do?
I think they're very funny. Sean obviously knows about Vietnamese. He said they're like quite blunt, but they'll say like they'll just talk about the person when they're right there, like because he understands a bit of it. Then I think it was all an elaborate plot for him to tell us that a Vietnamese person said that he was handsome.
Could have been.
He's like the fellas. They'll just go, he's handsome, big, tall, handsome man.
Yeah, they're very like they'll just give you a critique, good or bad.
Like I walked down the street and there was a dude who looked like it's hard to tell the uniforms apart because even the security guard uniforms are quite militant, aren't they?
Yeah.
You could be a security guard at a hotel and you look like fucking Fidel Castro. So this guy's walking along and he just made this noise like ugh, and then did the sort of muscle flex to me. And he wasn't that much smaller than me. He was big, like. He wasn't like a wee tiny Vietnamese dude. He was their version of like a big meathead that works the door. Ugh. But yeah, you do get a lot of people just fucking looking at you and people taking photos of you and laughing at you because they must have had a field day with you, Maury.
Boy, some big white man, too.
Just white. You know?
I hate you whites.
Walking around your baps out, like, I'm just sunbathing. I'm joking, I thought we were going to get some sunbathing in Vietnam. What did we do there? We went to a pool party.
That was cool.
Look up Saigon Seoul. You know, we got into a pool party. Full of just... I was starting to get slightly concerned at the amount of just ugly white dudes I've seen with tiny Vietnamese
people from,
women.
It's kind of where everyone who's moved there to work go to, like, relax and party.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, obviously South Africans and there was a lot of... different Asian people actually there. There's a lot of white, just
Koreans,
normal.
Ton of Koreans.
Irish people.
A few Russians.
So it's everyone, really?
But honestly, if I see one more like giant fat white dude with a tiny Asian girl, it never gets normal, does it?
What about the guy last night?
That giant I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was sad. They didn't even speak once.
Of course they don't speak
she
the same language.
She was sitting on his phone and he was like just looking around him. Felt very sad for them though.
I seen him eating breakfast by himself, so he probably just probably just let her in for the night. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe actually, yeah.
Come in, play on your phone, eat these spring rolls, and then get this fucking spring roll all up in your butt. The contrast is, you never see like, oh, this is a small, skinny, white dude with a small Asian girl. It's always like, oh, this guy's 6'4", 24 stone. How does that work physically, Maureen? Huh?
Probably normal.
Probably normal? Let's go into it.
No.
So, let's talk through some of the... You know I enjoy some food. So, I can't believe this bastard. I'm doing two-wheel. I got my car on two wheels going down the middle of traffic. And he has the audacity to be in his car on the motorway. If you're on moped, you're not a real person. I kill you. I'm Russian from Dubai. How many... That must be the rule in Dubai. If you're on a moped, you may just fucking bless yourself and go head out for the day.
Bless yourself? Where have you ever blessed yourself, Cole?
I don't know. I heard you say it once. Is that what you
said
did?
Said it once?
The testicle walls watch?
The testicles, westicles. You're a big westicle over here.
I know. Anyway, so let's talk about the stuff we had. We had the pho car, which is chicken soup. I could have made better myself, I'll be honest. I got terribly, terribly sick in Vietnam, and I blame that. Here's what I blame. I didn't barf, but I barfed out my asshole many, many times.
Oh, cool.
Butt vomits. Why do you move that away?
You're pointing it at me in a weird way.
Okay. We're talking about the microphone, guys.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So we had the we went to a barbecue place, which was pretty good.
It's good.
It was like a more American-style barbecue. I just hate paying for food that I know I could cook better.
But do you feel like that about everything?
That's because I'm a tremendous cook.
Yeah, but...
I was going to do a Thai cooking class here, and you were like, what if it's not advanced enough for you? And
I genuinely mean that, because I think it might be a bit like, oh, we'll do this, and, you know, it's very simple Thai cooking, and I honestly think it might be too easy for you. It might be for people who don't really...
cook at all?
You know, they're not... Like, for me, it'd be like, ooh, look at this.
I mean, if
exciting.
I go in there and it teaches me how to make, like, a lotus flower out of a carrot... that we had for dinner tonight, I'd be all into
that.
Does
mean they're not going to just give anyone like a sharp knife like that they cut themselves with?
Imagine you walked in, just took it out and just stabbed yourself right in the wrist. I come in here to relax and you stab me with I'm Russian from Dubai, please. But that might be a piece of comedy that I do as a character. Just another, another racist accent I get to do. He has the audacity to... It's funny as fuck. So... What else did we eat? We had this burger.
It was very nice.
Which was beef stew. It was fucking outstanding. Mm. Mainly, I think, because it was the first bit of bread we'd eaten. You know?
It looks like a massive bread roll, but it's actually really light inside.
It's pure fluff,
inside.
Like, yeah.
And you there's not that. Much. It's very thin, actually. It's kind of all air. It was just so tasty.
It was very tasty.
Very tasty.
And then we went to the pool party, and I either got sick drinking pool water in my beer, because we jumped
so
in.
So far, you think everything has made you sick, so...
Yeah, I've been sick a
now,
lot.
I haven't been sick.
You haven't been sick. I'm just taking bad reaction. I mean, I'd probably just stop eating dirty shit. You know what I mean? Like, tonight we had... That was probably one of the nicest meals we've had. I got, like, shrimp. It wasn't really. It was, like, fried rice that had pineapple in it. And, like, lots of shit. Onions. You name it.
Cashews.
And it was in half a pineapple.
And it was obviously baked. You could tell it was actually baked.
Yeah, they baked the whole thing. Oh, my God. It was outstanding.
And I had a... Thai green curry.
Which I've never tasted. Sorry, I'm burping like a maniac. I've never tasted coconut like it in my life.
It was beautiful. What about our dinner last night, though? We both regretted that.
So, you know, let's not go into detail about me shitting myself 2 or 3 times a day on the hour every hour since we got the flight in. So, but yesterday I was like kind of fine. I was like, yeah, I spent the day on the beach, got a bit of sun. I got like such a fucking fat white man tan, which was the outline of the vest.
That's the worst one.
It went away overnight, which is a good thing.
You'd rather a t-shirt than a vest line.
Yeah, you'd rather the farmer tan than the fat fucking, you know, big English cunt.
Big white nerps out, like.
Big white pink fucking salami slices. I saw a girl's tit yesterday. Told Dad, didn't I?
Yeah.
Not a man's tit. See them all the time.
That was a weird couple because I think they were French.
Mm-hmm.
And you seen her nips and the guy was in the pool just in his t-shirt and shorts. Which is weird.
The guy looked like he was going to jiu-jitsu class, like a no-gi. He's wearing like a rash guard and a pair of shorts.
Weird. Anyway.
And then she threw her sunglasses in and her fucking whole tit fell out.
Exciting day, wasn't it?
Not whole tit, there's some tits. Or like, let's talk about tits and shitting. There's certain tits. Or you're, here's what happens. You know my chart, right? You know my chart?
Mm-hmm.
Woman's breast, okay?
Okay.
Titties. Next step. Some wee titties, right? we then bleed over into boob, where it's more of a substantial boob. Anything after boob, that's a set of tits, okay? And then anything after that, you're into like wabs and norks and sloppers and
teats.
Teats might be number one, actually.
Teats are number one.
She was at like a titty, you know what I mean? You're like,
that's not really offensive.
If they had to bring a girl on to like this morning and show you how to check for lumps. That's who they bring on.
Is it as soon as you get to boobs, it's like, that's what you shouldn't be allowed on Instagram? Boobs?
It's a bit like, oh shit, the boobs on the, you know what I mean? Before it's just like, whatever, free the nipple, who cares? Then it gets to the point where it's like, that's watershed type stuff.
So what are you on this scale?
As a man? Nork.
You're on a nork already?
Milky nork.
Oh god.
Milky norks. So, What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. I knew you were going to go off on a tangent. Eating dinner.
Beef stew?
No, eating dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm a wee bit.
This has been my whole holiday. Colin not knowing what he's talking about. Diseases.
I might need to start taking nootropics and getting some sort of shock therapy. Where the fuck is that noise coming from?
I think it's the Germans next door.
Wait a minute. Hold my beer. There's definitely music coming from somewhere. What the fuck is this, carry on? Right, where was that? Come, oh, right here, sorry. Right, we'll shut that off. So last night, we were acting a big lad. I felt alright. I was clear, I was, you know, like Alcoholics Anonymous? I was one day clear of, just complete psycho dumps. Right. And then we went down for dinner and you got like, what was it called? Massive Man Curry.
And they asked me like, she goes, do you want hot?
Here's your options. You want a spicy or a little bit spicy?
Yeah, spicy or really, really spicy. And I went, yeah, spicy. Because on the menu, everything just said, it was like mild or medium.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, that's just generic, like everything's kind of not that hot. And so she went, do you want it spicy? So I said, yeah, why not? And then you got the pad thai and you went, can I have it spicy? And she was like,
if you want,
like, why would you make it that spicy? But that was a bad idea since it was the most humid night I've felt so far, and it was probably the hottest thing I've had in my entire life.
My fucking lips were like,
we couldn't even speak at the end of the dinner. Our lips are so stinging.
I've had spicy food before, and it's always been like, the stages are kind of like your tongue is burning, and you feel it in your gums and lips, and then your lips are burning, and then the stage after that is you actually can't. It's like you've been to the dentist.
You can't even close your mouth.
You can't feel
my
your
lips
mouth.
Were like, you just felt like you were slobbering all over yourself.
And they don't seem.
And
to
you're
give
already it. Sweaty, and we were physically sweating, bro. From the curry. Then we're just like.
And they don't give you water as standard over here.
Well, no, because you can't. Like at home, obviously, you can just drink tap water, so you can just ask for like a jug of water. Here it's bottles. We would look like the two lunatics just ordering. Would we get something like...
It was about six bottles of water.
Six bottles of water. Like, yeah, can we have two more bottles of water? So we just had a table full of bottles of water. We were just downing it.
Chugging it like a
And you're like... I was trying so hard to make you not wipe your head with the napkin, but you're like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I need to carry a towel around like I'm a rapper.
You literally need one of those wee little like towels with the wee like four knots in it on your head all the time.
Jesus Christ, just sweating so hard.
So that we regretted that terribly.
I mean,
you nearly shit yourself as well. So
that's what I thought. It was one day clear, you know. Yeah. I had my one chip for being, you know, like Alcoholics Anonymous. They have like a little chip for like a month or something. I don't know. I've never been in it, but I basically was like, oh, we're all good. Let's eat some spicy food. Stood up to pay, and you have to go over and sign your room number. I can't wait to the end. Where they're like, okay, you owe us 17,000 baht. And I'll be like, you have the decency to not ask me to pay when I shout it all out in 20 minutes. But I basically stood up and I was like, oh dear, acute tension in the colon here. And I was like, oh, what's going on? And then I said to you, like, you might have to sign for that. And you're like, Colin, come on up to the room. And I was like, listen, when you're trying not to dump, right?
You just went to walk and went, nope, walk back again. Yeah,
and ran to the toilets and like, yeah, oh God. But then I didn't...
And clearly everyone knew because you went, whereas I showed you where the toilets were and you had asked me, where's the toilets? Because you forget everything in 30 seconds. And then they showed you. And the reason I said that to you was because then it was very obvious that I was standing by myself, just standing there, and they're like, he's clearly shitting.
Do you know you were there? A shit widow.
Oh my God, I was.
You were an absolute shit widow there.
So rather than just sneak off and do it, no, you asked them, then I had to like pay, then I had to stand by myself, just be like, yeah, he's still in the toilet.
I know, and
good job, he asked you specifically where the toilet was.
I may as well have went, where do you go when you're about to shit yourself? You know?
You may as well have done that wee thing, like your child just held your butt and walked in the toilet. What are we plugging it?
I'd pinch the top of my pee-pee and plug my dumper. Just like,
it's... Got the napkin and made it to a nappy and waddled off.
It's happening. And then, you know, you're in the toilet. All the toilets over here have, like, a hose, which you're supposed to clean your asshole with. But here, Maureen.
But here what?
Have you thought about the logistics of that?
It says butt here on them as well. Butt here.
How do you work that out?
What do you mean?
Like...
Well, you don't have to wash your butt.
Yeah, but how do you do it?
I don't know. I'm guessing when you're still sitting on the toilet, you just get it and whiz it around a wee bit.
Is this for a person with a normal-sized arse that can fit their hand down past their butt into the bone?
I forgot how wide you are. Yeah, most people sit in a toilet and they're kind of just the size of the toilet.
Yeah.
And you could probably just kind of like lean over.
Yeah.
And it literally is very easy. It's just like we like...
Nah, bro.
A wee lever. You just press it. There you go. Like you're in a shower. It's actually probably a better way.
Sort of, but I'm just thinking, if you had the absolute nightmare that I had. Like,
oh, you have
how are you not like power hosing it all up your ass and legs now? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, but like most people,
let me tell you something, there's pressure in it. It's like, you know, you hit that and it just da-doosh everywhere and it's all up the back of your legs.
You can't just lean over and do that. Not that I haven't actually used it.
Why could it not just go everywhere? You know, what if you blew shit up your fanny if you're a woman and you dumps in your fanny?
Wait, well, that's not... No, Colin.
And then the dumps run back all
Colin,
over the hose.
No.
And the hose is stinking and the next person's covered in dumps. It's a mess. Maybe I just filled the actual toilet hole too much. Be like a hippo sitting on a polo.
Yeah, I think that might just be it.
There's no purchase for me to get down.
I'm only laughing because I actually walked in on you in the toilet last time. Yeah. And it did look like that.
I'd be very ill, guys.
But this is what not makes a holiday for people who haven't been together very long.
Oh no, this is not. This is, I mean, I've seen some couples down there and they're very sheepish at their breakfast. And I, you know, Riley, they've only been going out a couple of months. And if the dude was in my condition, like, hey babes, do you want to go for breakfast? Yeah. Sorry about this, just about to squirt some gravy out my butt. You know?
Yeah.
Here comes the gravy shotgun. Gadoosh. You know?
Whereas I get things like, I go to the toilet and you just turn around to me and say, enjoy the aromas, so...
But I'll ask you straight out, I'll be like, listen, is it front or brown, is what I'll say.
In public, you ask that every time I go to the toilet.
I'll be like, is it yellow or chocolate? What are we talking here? Good times with Colin.
Maybe that's just you, actually. Actually, maybe other couples could go on holidays like this and wouldn't disrupt most of the holiday just by talking about shit.
What do you think the vibes are? What do you think the staff here think of all the white people knocking about?
Probably don't mind them. Pay their wages.
I think they hate them.
Do you?
I really feel like if I could express to those guys, like, listen, I'm not this uptight German. We're good guys. We're good crack. What time do you knock off? Come and have pints with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There is a lot of Germans here.
And they are nine crack whatsoever. Not the crack is 90 over here. They are nine crack.
Nine crack. Good times.
Let's not drag this on longer than we have to. You say this bastard. He has no decency.
So at the minute we're...
I'm doing donuts.
We're in Koh Lak.
Koh Lak.
Which is...
Thailand.
North of Phuket. Then...
Which, by the way, we've talked a lot of shit. It's one of the nicest places I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's very beautiful. It's almost
it's
like
tropical.
It's very tropical where we are.
The room is incredible. Like, if I could decorate my house like this, it's beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's like, it feels like a treehouse.
Yeah, because there's like windows pretty much over the one half of the whole place, like the whole corner. And you're just in the middle of jungle, essentially, where we are. And it does look like you're in a treehouse. And you're quite up because our hotel is like built into the side of a mountain. So it's very tropically.
Oh, that's by this little handle.
Tropically jungly.
Keep
talking. Very pretty. Even though I've been bitten alive today.
Yeah, you look like you've been at a paintball fight.
First time though. I've been okay so far. But it's very beautiful here, but it's quite quiet, I think.
It is very quiet. I mean, it's definitely, it's more of like a retreat that you would come to just completely relax. Because even the bars, they're not playing that much music or anything. Like, it's kind of... This is also one of the areas that I believe, that hit me in the face, was affected by the old tsunami, which you forget about. And it seems crazy to, like, think about the scale of those things. Because we're beside the sea here, but it's basically sort of on the side of a cliff type thing, almost. Side of a mountain. Technically, when we're down here. So we're probably up about... 50 feet.
We're right beside, there's that big forest. I don't know what it's called, but it's a very mean big forest land. Like, whatever, something.
Nang Bang.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, so we're, but you could never think, like, you know, even where we are, you look down at the sea and you're like, there's no fucking way that would come up here. You know? But it obviously did.
And we're right on the beach, like, but yeah.
But we're up, you know, you feel like you're high enough up, or even like a big wave would just. But you're like, what the? How big was that fucking thing?
I know, it's quite scary.
And I don't think it's one of those big, sort of curvy, you know, tsunami waves that you see in a cartoon. Like the surf type wave where you're down the barrel. It's obviously just such a big swell of water that it just boosh, wipes everything out.
I can't even imagine how terrifying that would be.
Oh, you would shit buckets, like. Think I'm shitting now, Maureen? Wait till the tsunami comes. Fuck me. Terrifying. In other news, what about that Egypt flight that is apparently just went off the fucking map?
That's so scary.
Mm-hmm. Scary bickies. I don't like flying at the best of times, and when we flew in here, I was kind of okay with the flights.
On Emirates?
Yeah, it was grand with
flights. Emirates flights are nice.
We were on a smaller plane coming into Phuket, and there was all these flashes of light. And I thought it was just a plane going through the curtain. That was lightning, because the whole place gets lightning frequently as fuck.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of storms.
It gets it all the time. So that's obviously what we're seeing, and the plane was fucking all over the shop. Which, I was like, oh god. But, fuck it. On the ground, fuck it, literally. Fuck it and forget. Hold this beer for me one time. So that's basically what's happened on travels. Nothing crazy, other than being laughed at by some Vietnamese, nearly being killed by some crazy Dubai taxi driver. And by the way, let's get racial. what are your thoughts on the wee Dubai prince boys that walk around in the white shit?
Okay, what's wrong with them?
It's all a bit gay, isn't it? They all smell great, have great beards, and they just mince about like... How do you remain
They're
that...
very rich.
How do you remain that clean all day?
Being rich.
White on white?
Yeah.
Hose your
it's
ass
on? It's also desert, so it's not dirty. And it's dry. Like...
I suppose. Them boys are...
Like, you couldn't walk around Belfast in something crisp white. It would be filthy, but...
They all just walk around like they're wee crew, just staring at women.
Yeah, they're very obviously staring at women. They're just very sort of...
Pervy.
Intimidating.
It's almost
pervy. Remember that guy
like,
we were going down like escalators?
Yeah.
And you said to me, you're like, this weirdo, and he was an old man by himself. And you went, he keeps staring at you. And I sort of went, oh, whatever. Like, I didn't really notice. And then as we got to just to jump off at the bottom, he turned around, looked straight at me, the whole didn't lose eye contact and walked away looking at me. I was like, oh, that is kind of creepy. Like, not even, I'm like, oh, this guy's... It was like, oh, that's really...
I was about 70, but...
He just stares at you, like...
Just staring. Like, he'd stare right in the eye, and then down your body, and then up at your face. And it's not like we would go on holiday, and you would in any way stick out, like, you know, this sort of scantily clad Westward. I've seen all sorts in there. I've seen full burqa, full headgear. I seen, there was one girl, I could see the bottom of her arse cheeks in a dress. She walked like a mini skirt thing. You know, there was, it wasn't like...
Yeah, I mean...
There was all sorts knocking about.
You're still supposed to be slightly more conservative there, but it's pretty... That big Dubai Mall, though, is so commercial that you can kind of dress however you want.
Yeah. And we spent a lot of time in this makeup shop, you know.
Sephora.
Four or five times. It was great. Great for me. Let's move on to some questions. I mean, what news do you even keep up on over here? Fuck all. I've heard a couple of things. There was the bomb scare the other day at Old Trafford.
Oh yeah, I heard.
And it was
that.
A fucking dummy bomb left over by safety training people. You dumb bitches. Not that I care about football or anything, but oh my god. So that happened. There was the flight thing. The best story I've seen so far though was Jordan's son. What's his name?
Harvey.
Do you know what? That's Jordan's fault for setting him up like that. He doesn't know he's on Loose Women on live TV. What do you say to those haters? Hello, you cunts. Oh my god, the burps.
He's still quite young to be using that kind of language, though.
Yeah. What age is he?
Probably teenager.
Yeah, he shouldn't be dropping C-bombs all over the place. Hello, you can't say that. He went up in my estimations. Respect. Scott Adams, let's move into these questions because we can't keep up with topics at home. So I'm with 20,000 questions here. So
yeah, our latest news story was the Vietnam War. So
yeah,
we learned all about that.
By the way, that Vietnam War remnants, not a whole pile of crack. Outside, they...
Whenever Sean said that, he was like, you should go before you leave. Don't go before. He's like, it's really sad. And I was sort of thinking, like, yeah, I guess it will be, but it'll be fine. Like, you sort of like, yeah, whatever. I'm sure it's fine. Like,
more yeah. Like, I'm from fucking...
No, I wasn't.
Toronto.
No, but, like, it's a museum, and you're like, what are you really going to see? And, yes, it's going to be sad. Lots of people die, whatever. You know, but I did not expect it to be quite as, like, terrifying as it was.
Yeah,
they obviously documented it really well.
They honey dick you with.
So, oh, yeah. Oh my god, like I didn't. That's what I thought. I was like, what are you really gonna see? Like some of the old things and this and that. And but it was all pictures with the stories behind them.
That and dude, it was Bruce, like, what was his name? I must look his name up. Really famous American photographer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He took everything, and then I think he was killed eventually. But he is in every photo. He looks like Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah.
Unreal, but. They it's like come for the tanks, stay for the. They've got a lot of aircraft outside and tanks and stuff, and it's a lot of fun to take photos. That's the first thing you see, so you're like, oh, this is gonna be all class. We're gonna go inside, and they're gonna be playing like, you know, Paint It Black by the fucking Rolling Stones, and then you get in, and it's like, oh, death, horrible, horrible, horrible death.
Because there's different rooms, on different levels, so you sort of start off, and it's like, you look at it, and there's some of the like old. Artillery kind of stuff, and there's pictures of like, you know, the guy Ho Chi Minh and this and that and presidents and whatever, and sort of like I genuinely didn't really know that much about it. I was like, I kind of know, like everyone, you kind of know bits about it, lots and lots and lots of information about just politics basically, and you're like, that's how kind of I thought it would be. You're like, oh, very good, there's a thing you can attach to a vehicle that should things. Okay, it's all very like vague, and you don't really relate to it. Then it starts to get into the, like, telling you about all these photographers that they sent over to document it. And then it starts showing you the people. And you're like, oh my god, these were real people.
Is like, that when people, like, in movies go, you in Vietnam? And they go, yeah. And they go, were you in the shit? That's what they mean. Like, there was a picture of a dude. There had obviously been a bomb. And the guy was lifting, it looked like he was lifting, like, an old piece of fucking ripped bin bag at the end of a house party.
It looked like it was a head. Do you see the bit, and the guy got like, was he blew up or something like that? And literally looked like he was just lifting, Like, I've never... I didn't even know they could put up a photo like that. It was a skeleton with, like, a head and just stuff
down. It was a head and bits of shit.
And a half a leg. And he was just carrying it like he was carrying a stick with bits of material on it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, my God. And
it was grim as
fuck. It was so scary.
And
it was scary, the stuff they said that a lot of the American soldiers did.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't realise.
There was, like, a tank with, like, bodies tied to the back, and they were dragged to death. They just,
like, I thought it was just like a army. They go in, they try to kill people, but this was like very personal. They would go into like a family of people, and it was like this one family, and there was maybe like two or three people pregnant, all these kids, grandkids, everything.
Set
and
they
like
house.
You know, some of them they would chop their heads off, some of them they would disembowel, some like they killed like unborn babies. You know, like, as in, that's what the disembowelling was. They did this, they would burn people, they burnt their house. And it was this, you know, they attack. It was, like, very specific wee things. So it was almost like they just sent over these evil people.
Well, that's why...
Like, you know, it wasn't even just, like, American Army. It was, like, these were, like, evil, angry, horrible people. Some of them, obviously not all of them.
I think,
but like,
here's what happens. I think you're... I actually heard someone talk about this recently, just to get serious for a second. But, like, people say you're ill-prepared when they send like infantry to those things.
Mm-hmm.
So you go over, and the different rules of engagement are like, you know, if you're attacked, you get the shit back. And usually what happens is you get ambushed by like what are your fucking enemies.
Yeah.
And they shoot your mate all of a sudden, and all of a sudden you have like a personal fucking vendetta.
Yeah.
Whereas they were saying, like, I heard this thing, they were talking about Navy SEALs and all, and they were talking about their amount of Navy SEALs who have post-traumatic stress thing, and it's almost none of them, because rather than go out and patrol and try and fucking maintain this mess and like defend people and try whatever and end up getting attacked and all, like, that sort of fucks with you. Whereas the higher trained soldiers are trained to like attack specific enemies, so they're doing the attacking.
Yeah.
So half the time they're way cooler with fucking killing people than the general infantry soldiers. Which is probably what happened. Like, you know yourself, like, you're after this, you know yourself, you're after this, like, invisible fucking, what was it, those Viet Cong soldiers or whatever?
Yeah.
Anyone will do, once your two mates have been shot in the head or
But that's
whatever.
What I'm saying, most of them were just normal people. Like, most of them had nothing to do at all. And I think the problem was they kind of knew that a lot of them were just civilians. They were just sort of killing anyone who was in their path.
Yeah.
If someone just happened to be in the field they're walking through.
Because of course there would be resistance.
It was like, nah.
The same thing's happened everywhere. It's happened in Ireland. It's happened everywhere. Where you get turned against the people that are in your fucking country.
The bit that was the scariest bit was all the chemical warfare. The Agent Orange.
That was some crazy shit.
That was like something out of a horror film that you didn't actually believe. Like, I was literally saying to you, like, I cannot believe this was a real thing.
And you can never get over it, because one of the things I read was it skipped a generation, so like,
oh yeah, it stays.
One of them
family.
Was fine, the next load was grand, and then the fucking grandsons or whatever were all fucked up, and they have none of them have the same disability. It's like,
yeah, I always thought it would be like, oh, everyone has this or everyone is whatever disfigured.
Well, yeah,
it was like, the only way I could describe it was just like mutants. It was like they weren't human anymore. Some of them had like things with their face, some of it was their skin.
It's Maureen's words, not mine.
No, but like, you know, they didn't look human anymore. And that's what I mean, because they were all so different. It wasn't like, you know, everyone had, no, you know, were born then with no arms and legs. It wasn't like that. It was like some people had enlarged skulls, some people had, you know,
lumps
no limbs.
All over their body.
Some people had lumps all over their body, some people had.
Do you see the one with like,
just,
the guy, like,
there
normal,
was just so many different things.
Normal torso and then little tiny skinny legs.
Yeah.
And you have to walk on all fours. Like
some of them had, like, their leg was growing out of different... Like, it was just... There was... I can't even remember. There were so many different types that you're just like, that is terrifying. Whatever
evil.
That shit is.
Any
like,
sort of chemical warfare is evil as fuck.
Yeah, it's so, like... Because it's just, like, a plane doing it. You know, it's not even, like, a human
detached,
having
yeah.
to have actually do it. It's like, they just went, yeah, fucking spray all around them. If it doesn't kill you, you're just fucked forever, like, your whole family's fucked also. You know, not even you, not even like, oh, you've lost your leg now because it blew up. It's not that. It's like, oh no, you're disfigured, so will all of your generations pretty much for however long this might stay.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Super scary.
So scary. I couldn't even watch all, I couldn't even read or look at all the pictures. They were so bad.
I was actually getting into, like, just, I would just stand at a photo that I'd just seen. and I would just look over and watch people see the same photo.
Really?
Yeah. And just watch their faces as they've seen the photo.
Because I've never been to a museum either, where you walk around and it is so eerily quiet, and everyone is just like these dead straight faces, because everyone's just reading shit like, oh my god.
By the way,
no one can, like, can even,
I don't know, it got to me at first. Like, you know, I was looking at some photo and it was like a pile of fucking bodies. We were doing a body count, and then I look at the description, I'm reading the description, and it's like, brought to you by Canon, or brought to you by Nikon, or whatever. I was like, is that really the place to, but then
I think they just support the museum.
They probably pay for, yeah. At the start I was like, mate, you're jumping in on a fucking thing there. Anyway, grim.
But if you can ever go.
Oh, definitely.
We didn't do the tunnels, but I don't know how you would have fitted in them.
Well, Liam, who I do jiu-jitsu with, sent me a link going, saying about the tunnels, and he goes, they might need a bit of butter to get you down them tunnels.
Have you seen photos of people trying to get out of them? Like, they're tiny.
I wouldn't.
Apparently they have been made bigger for
I actually bigger?
But not
it
like
it would need
you.
To be a fuck. I wouldn't go down a fucking manhole. Probably do that. I'm just
yeah.
So wide, right?
I'm such a toddler, I have to go to the toilet too much. I couldn't bring you down a fucking tunnel. It'd be a nightmare. Excuse me, I have to bring him out here.
Me just with a thumb up my butt. I need day brown. Day browns.
That's right, enough.
Let's move on to questions here. There's a ton of questions. Scott Adams, done any weird shit in Vietnam?
You did lots of weird shit, so.
Weird shits, start to finish. The weirdest thing, I think, was when we went to a bar called Voodoo. Like, as I said to you, it looked like a bunch of wee girls were allowed to wear, like, their mummies went, you can wear makeup today and pretend to run a bar.
Wearing glittery, like, sequined halter necks.
Yeah, and it's, like, full of big, white, creepy men.
Even Sean was saying to me before we walked in, he's like, Maureen, I already apologise for this bar. There is it's all men come here, and the women are all dressed, like, pretty much like they're strippers almost. He was like, I am so sorry to bring you here. I was like, it's fine.
And I said this but to that other, I don't even want to say it. You don't want to give anyone's name out online. We spoke to another gentleman who's Irish and he's been there for years. And I was joking around saying, like, you know, that's what it looked like a load of wee girls, like a load of fucking 12-year-olds were going to, like, a school disco, and then they were allowed to run a bar. And he laughed and he was like, that's what the whole business here is based on. The business model here is you get to fucking hang around with what looks like wee girls. Ugh, that's a good burp, boy. That's a good Asian burp. Jesus.
Oh god, it's not whether there's a fan in the room.
Turn that aircon. Aircon on.
Aircon.
Turn that aircon on.
Smack that.
All on the floor. Alright, let's hit these questions. Weird shit. Don't know. Had some street food. Fucked around. Seen a bucket of frogs.
You seen that someone shitting in the street?
It was only a wee girl, but it was a young girl.
Oh, well then, it's fine to shit in the street, isn't it?
If you need to, fair enough. It was a child, like. And it was an...
Sean says that people do actually shit in the street sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, they don't...
Not in the street, like, into the sewer, but still on the street.
People just throw shit, like, onto the street, because the streets get swept in the morning. So shops will just dump all their
shit. Smells.
And, like,
beautiful.
You're talking, like, restaurants that cook fucking fish, and, you know, they just dump piles of shit.
Seen some rats too.
We've seen rats. There's rats everywhere, mate. I nearly stood on a wee tiny mouse. That was gross.
Ugh.
I mean, you know, I'm not trying to talk you out of going there. You should definitely go and check it out. However, it is a fucking dirty, dirty town. Like,
your feet are very dirty when you walk around it.
You can't wear anything else but flip flops. And it rained a bit when we were there, and the dirt just turned into fucking, like,
sludgy,
slippery, oily dirt, which is oil, so it's on your feet, and you need to, like, fairy liquid it off your fucking feet. It's so gross. But still, and, you know, it's hot here, and I've sweated a lot here, and it was warm in Dubai, but that heat in Vietnam was something else, wasn't it?
Because of the
fucking hell,
like, pollution,
yeah,
and all the vehicles, it seems hotter. It actually seems hotter than it does in Thailand. And Thailand smells right now, well, where we are, so it's because we're in, like, tropical-y jungliness. It's very fresh. The air is so fresh, and it smells like beautiful aromatherapy oils, because it is just... There's, like, a banana tree, like, growing outside our room right now, and there's, like, plants and fruit
let me tell you
and
something.
Everything everywhere.
I thought I thought I walked past like a wee guy that worked here the other day, and I just smelled this thing, and I was like, he smells delicious. But then as I walked down the stairs into this wee apartment thing, I smelled it again. I was like, it's obviously a plant.
Oh yeah, there's so many flowers here.
There's something that smells fucking delish.
But it is a relief compared to Vietnam.
And it's hot Vietnam and you sweat like fuck, but it's definitely fresher here. Whereas Vietnam, Sean let us stay in his flat, and it was good aircon in that room.
Yeah,
but there's no windows in the room, so once you finally get into a cold room and went to sleep, that aircon on, you were dead. You were just like, oh, nothing was going to wake you up. But you wake up in the morning. There was one day we'd stayed out drinking, and the UFC would have been on at like 10 the next morning. And I was like, yeah, let's get up and we'll go watch UFC. And this was like 9 or 10 in the morning, and we got up at 2 o'clock. I didn't budge till 2 o'clock. I walked out, and that's the thing, you open the door into the living room in his flat, and the heat would just fucking knock you
back.
It
is comparable to when you open up an oven door and look into it too quickly, and you're like, ooh, that's
too
hot.
Yeah, you open your oven door, you need to let the fucking first wave disappear.
That's exactly what it's like.
It's just like, doosh, right in your face, and you go from like cool, you know, fall asleep in your fucking boxers, and you walk out, and you're in seconds, your arms are covered in sweat, your fucking head, you just can't escape it. Like, it's so fucking hot. Different sort of hot than here. I can deal with the hot here.
I actually prefer, yeah, like beachy tropical hot is fine.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I've been to Jamaica, it's similar to this.
Yeah,
it's like super hot, but you get by because it's tropical looking.
Yeah, and you're clean, and you can sweat on your t-shirt. It's just some sweat in your fucking
city
t-shirt.
Heat is a different kind of heat.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's nip through these questions. Ray Hogan, that's a great name. 5'3 is the average height of men in Vietnam. Do you feel like a giant? I did feel pretty tall. And I did get a few photos taken of me because I'm obviously a fucking freak show over there. But yeah, felt pretty tall, I would say.
Average hands,
though. I get slagged for my hands, I don't know why.
You don't have small hands, you just have like dainty fingers or something.
Oh, fuck's sake, right. Strangest thing you've seen on holiday? I don't know, nothing.
You mentioned quite a lot of them there.
Yeah, we've probably spoke about quite a lot of them. I was in a taxi, so I didn't get time to focus on it, but there was a woman washing a bucket of frogs.
Standard.
And I was like, that's
washing her good frogs.
Yeah.
Those are good shiny ones as well.
Keeping your frogs clean in Vietnam.
It is a nightmare. They're so they're all slimy, they pick up everything.
By the way, Sean, our hostess with the mostess, took us to, what's it called, Anna's Sanctuary? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Anna's
Wellness Spa. Oh, it was beautiful.
That was fucking beautiful. That was one of the nicest places I've ever seen. By that pool where the water looks black, like, oh.
It's what you're missing at home, is that when you're hungover at the weekend, you can't just go to a spa that has an amazing garden with loungers and a pool that you can just sit and be carried drinks to.
Do you think that would work in Belfast as a business model? So
yes, except that it's not warm. Like, you can sit outside. This would have to be indoors.
No, but you open a pool, right? The pool's slightly heated. You have little sort of, like any smoking area, like little heaters outside with some seats. Take all your mates on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think it would work. Fucking right. Right, let's go through this. You sweating your bag off out there, Aiden? Yes, mate. Correct. What's your favourite line in a Forrest Gump? Chris Malloy. That's topical, isn't it? Don't know.
Is that how long we've been away? That this is a new film? We've gone back in time.
Life is like a box of chocolates. No one eats your nuts. I just made that up. Right, more questions. Darren McBride. Did you see Joe Rogan when he played at the Black Box in 2007? There was a UFC in the Odyssey, and he did a gig in the Black Box.
Oh, wow.
And I seen, I do actually remember.
What age do you have been then?
20? I remember it, I do remember it. Because it was when Forrest Griffin beat Shogun. Choked them out.
Were they in Belfast?
Yeah.
So cool.
But it was weird, and apparently someone told me this, it could be bullshit. The kick record, you know, one of those punch bag machines? Sorry, the punch bag machines, and you hit it and it goes bing 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 bing. Forrest Griffin apparently kicked it, and that's the highest score on it.
That's so cool.
In the Odyssey. That was, someone told me that. Could be bullshit. But yeah, no, I remember that because I remember seeing a clip. Someone took it. The phone footage back then wasn't great.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing Joe Rogan trying to do a gig in front of.
Was there many there?
Probably, but here's the thing. If he did it now, it'd be a different story.
He would.
If he did it then, it was probably a load of drunken fight fans trying to.
Would there even be a UFC in the Odyssey now?
I don't see why not.
Really? So was it like a small one?
The thing is, like, if they're gonna do one with Irish fighters, most of them are from down south. So they're gonna do it Dublin.
Mm.
And it's not that big a stretch. They could, but the thing is, like, somewhere like Belfast, it would sell out. It wouldn't matter who was on. It would sell out no fucking sweat.
Yeah, no, it would.
And do you know what? What they do is they bring in these sort of fighters on the undercard who are local. So there's no reason why they couldn't bring in.
But you couldn't be on it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll fight a heavyweight fight. Even though a fucking.
That'd be
choked to death by fucking flyweights. But there are fucking serious guys from here.
I'd pay to see you and Mickey to scrap.
That wouldn't be a fight.
Why?
Because I would beat the. I would, like.
Mickey might surprise you. You're going to say that Mickey wouldn't be good, but.
Let me tell you something. I'm not just saying this, right? Whatever I hit Mickey with first would finish him.
But what if he put his foot in your eye?
He wouldn't. He couldn't get his foot. Is that the rain on?
Sounds like it.
He couldn't get his foot that high.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
If I slapped him. Like, what I'm saying, whatever I hit him with first, he would go down. I would just leg kick him and he'd be done. I must get Mickey to jiu-jitsu with me sometime. Because he said he was doing jiu-jitsu in Derry, but then he told me there was a load of kids in the class and he skinned his knee on the mat. Anyway, let's move on with these motherfucking questions. Chris McCulloch, are you going to get a sweet suit made in Thailand? I'll be honest, I haven't really thought about it. Oh, I have. My thoughts were to do it in Vietnam, but it's become a how do I carry it type of deal.
Yeah.
I would love to get a jacket made because I think I would get it done for the Ulster Hall show. By the way, we're playing the Ulster Hall 29th of October. It's going to be the biggest gig we've ever played. I'm going to have some great racist material about Dubai taxi drivers. I'm going to be 30 and to get over the disgusting feeling in my guts over it.
Instead of buying Colin a present, go to the Ulster Hall.
Yeah.
And have pints with him after. There'll be a lot of drinking probably involved after.
I was talking to Michael Aiken.
Yep, New Portals.
From the New Portals. By the way, I don't know if we've done a podcast since that video was released. Mm-hmm. Go on to Facebook, like the band New Portals, NEWPORTALS. They're an electro sort of synth band. We did a video for them, me and Shane Todd. I love it. It's an 80s style sort of community TV type video. It's great.
It's funny.
I enjoyed it a lot. So yeah, check that out. Making videos now. If you have a band wants a video made and you've got a 10 grand budget, let's make it happen. And we'll shoot it for 30 quid. Keep the change, player. Aaron Fitzy, kicking the teeth. In case you missed it, Louis C.K. is playing Dublin. Also,
seen that.
I would totally go see that. Although,
he will usually just play as London.
Yeah, I would love that. You see, all of those guys can play Ireland whenever they fucking want, now. They always can, and I don't think it's a bad market to get into, you know? Because people over here are fucking psychotic about shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at McGregor's fights. The place is fucking rammed to the dick for the Irish people, no matter where it is.
It'd be great to see Louis C.K., wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would very much like to see Louis C.K. It's in the Three Arena, though. That's big as fuck.
That is big.
I don't know.
It's like, better than the Odyssey, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it's comedy, better. So. It just doesn't seem the right way to watch comedy, as far as I'm concerned. But
it's the right way to make money from doing comedy.
So here we go. Dale Crozier, fancy doing a gig in Oma on the 4th of June. Why? What's happening? I need more info, Dale. Although I think we have a gig on the 4th in the fucking book reserve. I need to double check that because it's changed hands. Jared Moran, buy any I Love Rape Dick friendship bracelets yet? No, but I fucking will. In fact, we went to that shop the other day and the guy has just a pile of shit t-shirts and I was going to buy them all.
There was one with an arrow and it said, what was it? I think he's gay. And you're like, that's the slags over here. I think he might be gay. What about being gay?
Let me get some aloe for that burn, sir.
You still will probably be like, that's £20. You're like, no bother. You're so shit at bartering. It's unbelievable.
The tip that you give me, which is, you ask him the price first. You don't try it on.
You don't spend 20 minutes with your big sweaty face trying on sunglasses and then be like, how much are these? Oh, is it that? That's what you're like.
Is there a deal for two pairs? No. No problem. I'll give you twice.
No bother, thank you. Do I tip him?
Tips are weird here. How do you feel about them?
Tips are always weird.
You're in a 5-star place. They're give. I don't think it's a real 5-star, you know? I think there a lot of it is based on how beautiful the surroundings are. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, because it's not all inclusive. It's like, I prefer an all inclusive.
Okay.
So just putting that out there.
Maureen prefers an all inclusive in the future.
Yes, if anyone wants to buy me anything.
Let's rattle out a few of these questions. This the back of this computer. You can make a panini on it, right? This is not Apple Mac weather. Curtis Millen, will Trump win the Euros as well? Don't know, probably. What's your biggest fault? What is your strongest attribute? Jesus Christ, Glenn Burton, getting serious. My biggest fault is that I probably don't even realise how good I am. My biggest fault is that I'm a perfectionist. What's my biggest fault? Lack of concentration.
Definitely.
And breasts. What's yours? What's your biggest fault, Moe? Take too long to answer? Cool.
I don't know. There's a lot of things I could think of.
Yeah, I have a list. I have a lot of shit.
Sounds like anyone. You're not, like, confident enough.
Yeah, my biggest fault
the
is
shit that you do.
Probably overly...
We're the same. We're conscious. Very self... Analytical. Hold on, why can't I say that? Too many chings. Too many chang beers.
Words are too many changs. Hashtag
so many changs, man.
Which is funny because my dad would have, like, as a slang term, called his dick as chang my whole entire child life.
Really?
Moins are too many changs.
So many changs, I guess.
Yeah. I'll send him this clip.
Okay. Yeah, we're the same that way, which is bad.
Just overly analytical. Critical.
Yeah.
Of you're sort of over-aware of what you're doing all the time. Which is weird because I go from one side of that to the other.
Oh, you're the worst. One minute you're like...
Like I could outline...
Guys, I could literally be a surgeon because I'm so good at things. Like, you say things like that. Like, you see a job and you just turn around and be like, I could absolutely be a butcher because I'm so good at everything.
Tell me I can't sew like a fucking surgeon.
Okay, but that's what I mean.
Who taught me how to sew?
So
nobody.
Far there's been about 12 jobs. You're like, I could literally be the best person at that. Then you'll turn around and be like, something.
Name age, I could be a chef. No problem. In fact, the only difference between being a chef is that no one's paying me to do it.
It's true.
I do it for you, Maureen, and you're welcome. Free. I could be a chef. I think I could be a surgeon. I think if you...
A hairdresser, you said before? You said you could make dresses?
How could I not be?
How could you not be?
I could not... Like, my mom was a hairdresser my whole life, so I can cut hair a bit.
Yeah.
Which is kind of gay, but I can do it. It's not really
You've
gay.
Dyed my hair plenty of times.
I've dyed your hair. Let me tell you something.
You've cut my hair actually before.
Have I put highlights in? Yes, I have.
Yeah. Maybe give it a trim once too.
But like anything sort of precise and that requires training through repeating shit. You know, like I only got good at chopping because I worked a job where I had to chop like a motherfucker, and then I'm good at cooking. You know what I'm saying? I can cut hair because I had a go at it. I'm alright.
Who's the guy asking this question? His name?
Glenn Burton.
Glenn, so. To basically summarise...
The biggest fault is I talk a big game instead of actually playing a big game.
Colin goes between back and forth from being the most confident person to not thinking anything. Because, like right now, you just said that you could be an actual chef.
Yeah.
Yet right now your job is essentially talking to strangers on a microphone for free. So that is where there's kind of a midway there where you haven't quite you know, committed to the chef thing, clearly, or any of those large, very successful jobs. You're at the other side going,
let me tell you something.
I'm in between.
There are more famous comedians than there are chefs, so.
Go name more comedians than chefs, go.
What? That's the stupidest fucking question. My strongest attribute is. What's my strongest attribute?
No, this is.
I'm very thoughtful.
No. You're
not
thoughtful at all. You're generous, I would say.
I thought you were going to say my genitals. Am I generous?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Which is, in fact, those two go together. Okay, sure, we'll move on before I start just thinking too much into that and, you know, throw myself off this beautiful balcony.
And then turn around and talk for half an hour about how you could be an actual hairdresser.
Yeah.
Or
this is getting a bit sort of I could be a psychiatrist.
You could definitely be a psychiatrist.
Have you ever used a dry cow pat as a frisbee or tipped a sleeping cow? And that's from Christine. I remember me and Dave Watson, who is Thomas Tanker Smythe's brother, just went out with golf clubs and overalls on and just play golf with some wet cow shit in Limavady. Fact. And then we shot cows with catapults.
Colin.
So we never tipped any, but we shot them with stones.
That's how you became a butcher.
I think we hit them like once. Stuart Anderson, Lauren, A Town with Ambition or Where the Elephants Go to Die. Lauren is what it is, man. It's a fucking harbour where shit comes in and out of, and it's cold. What do you want? It's like, what are you going to do, throw millions of pounds at it and change it? It's Lauren. Deal with it.
What you're trying to say is just let Lauren be Lauren?
Just let Lauren be Lauren, which is the name of my new book. Do you like the way I spread my legs there? See the full show? Mm. So, more questions. What's been the funniest thing you've seen on holiday? Jesus Christ. Where do you get your snapbacks and trainers? Also, of course, make fun of Aaron McCann's head. That's from Eamon Kelly. I'll take hats and trainers from anywhere. I'm not a snob about it. I'll buy, if I like something, I'll just buy it. I enjoy finding a little, like, for example, I wore a lot of Iron Stag hats. And for some reason, on surfdome.com, they were selling them for about £3. So I'm like, listen, the big man is winning. I'll take a load of £3 hats. But I do enjoy finding little sneaky shit. Don't Amore?
Yes.
I'm also going to start
a new shop now because you...
I'm also going to start a company that sells snapbacks. Why not? It's all I wear. Why not wear my own? Do we need a hipster holocaust? Are they getting out of hand? Coming over here with their beards and tweeded jackets, stealing our jobs? And that's from David Swan. I mean, the hipster thing has went from, oh, it's some guy with a fucking top knot and a beard, to hipsterism is more like, when it gets right down to snobbery about really weird specific things, coffee being one of them.
Yeah, you know? I don't mind hipsters. It is just the snobbery.
I'll take hipsters if they're getting really snobby about something, then the quality goes through the roof.
And I hate people who like shit things just because, you know, it's more, I don't know, just trying to be awkward. You're like, no, you're allowed to like nice things.
Like, if I see some person on like a single speed bike and it's, don't get me wrong, some of them are nice colours and they look nice, but it's like, buy a new modern bike, it's better. Just cycle a fucking normal bike. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're in one gear with your fucking ass up in the air and your head's down and it couldn't be comfortable.
Yeah. There is a reason people don't ride penny farthings anymore.
Yeah.
They're not economical.
Yeah, get a fucking fast road bike, you dickhead. Get a fucking Cannondale, whatever. What did my dad have? I don't know. Get a decent bike that weighs nothing. Instead of this piece of shit with like a leather seat. What, made out of an old American football. Sort your fucking life out. But at the same time, if there are certain things that they do that are good. You know? That place we go in Botanic, could it be considered hipster? Hipster coffee shop?
What one's that?
Cafe O.
I still haven't been.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, there's certain things that's fine.
Be as quirky as you want.
Be quirky. I like quirky.
But if your
I
product
like
is good, then I don't
original,
care. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's just don't have a shit thing.
Because their cappuccinos are the shit.
Yeah, so. As long as it's not the fucking Emperor's New Clothes thing of like everyone going, that's class, even though everyone's going around, that is so shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's that thing of everyone just being like, yeah, that's really cool.
Brian Glover.
Whatever it is.
Opinions on Carrick. I would say it's like everywhere else. It's like coastal towns or dumps.
In Northern Ireland, everyone could slag every single place there is.
Yeah.
Technically, you could slag every place. They're all shit. And all good in the same way.
Fanny McFlicker, my good mate, McDroopy Scroat. I live in Shitty Lurgan. Should I move to Belfast for uni or travel up and down? Live with your man, dad. Always move out.
Always move out. You should move out.
It doesn't matter where you're moving to. Like,
unless you're like 12 years old, don't move out. Yeah, but if you're like 18, for sure move out.
Like I thought I was going to go to Belfast, art college, and...
You did?
For a foundation year, but I thought it was going to get me into a degree, and last minute I had to go to Derry. Now it's
that only when you did hairdressing.
It's only up the. I was doing hair and beauty. It only went up the road, but you still have to live by yourself.
Yes, you do.
Don't you? Like you really do, and that's your first step on like you move. Especially you move away.
It's not that far away. Like I went to Liverpool when I left school, and it was not the right time for me to move out of home yet. I wasn't ready to move out of home. Well, I was ready to move out of home, but not to a different country. Because I had too much fun at home.
It's with a bunch of bitches.
Yeah, so that didn't help, but Belfast was great.
Yeah, you gotta move away, because you gotta learn to fucking, you know, even if it's like, I have fucking 15 quid left, and my bus ticket's 9 quid,
yeah.
And I need to eat till Tuesday. Like, that's fucking life lessons, like. Yeah. I never learned them, but...
Yeah.
I never learned them, but you gotta learn them. It might teach somebody something.
And you'll make really good friends.
Is that, how do you say that, Padraig or Park? Padraig?
It could be Padraig.
Padraig. What makes Buckfast taste so delightful? Nothing.
I've only ever tasted it and it's too sweet.
Yeah, it would make me... It would. If there's anything that would make me barf... Quick time.
Yeah, because you like strong beers and I like wine, which... Neither of those things really work with Buckfast.
I like dry beer.
Yeah, and I like and a I nice like wine.
Dirty liquor. I like
I
beers.
I could see if you liked loads of whiskey. Spirits and like people drank like Red Bull and stuff like that. And
yeah,
I could see how you could easily drink something like Buckfast. But
I feel like
not for me.
I feel like I would be sick really quickly.
Yeah,
drinking it. Mark Downey. If it was the night before you went to prison for 10 years and you were allowed to pack a standard size backpack with anything in the world to bring in, fuck, what would be in the bag? Finally, we get a good question and it almost stumps you. You're like, what the fuck? What would I bring? It depends on whether or not there's Wi-Fi in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would definitely bring like a Kindle. You would bring like
a Kindle. You would bring a Kindle.
Well, you would need to read. It's
what? You've listen, never read anything in your life.
Maureen, it's the only time I'm gonna get to read. Okay. You would bring. What would I bring? I would bring this sound recorder. I would run a show out of prison.
What you're saying is not much would really change if you went to prison.
Yeah, I would just take my own stuff to prison. I'd bring everything I brought on holiday to prison. Yeah, pretty much. Things that allowed me to create stuff, because you would be so fucking bored. Like, I would bring a sound recorder so I could upload podcasts if there was internet.
Would you still do it if you couldn't upload it and no one else could hear it? You just do your own podcast for yourself and listen back to them.
Why not?
You could just put on accents, couldn't you?
Do you tell me that wouldn't be worth money if I got out? Prison cast? This is holiday cast? Hashtag sweat cast? Yeah. Hashtag holiday cast?
Question from Colin here.
What's your biggest strength? Well, I did 1,000 press-ups today in my cell. Didn't get raped. Hashtag winning.
Only seen two dicks today. That was good.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, I would probably just bring all the stuff that I brought on holiday, because that's the stuff I need to make stuff. You know what I mean?
You'd be one of those people who would tattoo themselves, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd come out like a fucking... Like a real doodle pad. Right, I feel like this podcast is losing pace. Do you believe he had the audacity? That's my go-to joke now. This bastard, he had the cheek to be driving in front of me while I was blind drunk.
I only had 25 shots of Jägermeister, and this bastard had the decency to be doing the speed limit, and I drive up his butt.
That was a good question, Mark. Have you seen the sad news? Chris Moyles has stopped being body positive. Yeah, mate, that's James Crummy. Yeah, he got skinny years ago. Doesn't mean he's still not an ugly cunt. Looks like Shrek. Any jiu-jitsu tips? My girlfriend is taking up boxing and I'm shaking like a shitting dog anytime I hear her approach. Well, if she's only started, she gave me that fucking good, Ryan, so wouldn't worry about it. Just get a strong guard, you know what I mean? If she runs at you punching, just fall on your back. Tie her up. Just hold her there. Yeah, bucker. Johnny Blake, do you miss anything from home yet? Just the normal dumps I was doing. I'm going to get right down to my normal 4 day. what's...
Yeah, you don't miss... Like, the food here is too good.
It's yeah, the like food's
you're
great.
Like, oh, I would just love whatever. No, the food here is amazing.
There are... You know, you would love, like, if someone said, do you want to come down here for, like... You know, I've made, like, a pasta bake.
No.
Nah,
this
wouldn't
is
even
my favourite type of food, so...
The dinner we had tonight was outstanding, to be fair. When will you be doing a gig down south, preferably Donegal? I should speak to Mick and try and do some sort of something. Because I know there's a few people from Donegal who listen to the podcast. Yeah, I'll sort something out. What's in Donegal? Mickey technically lives in Donegal.
Yeah? I'm trying to
be looking at something. I mean, I'm probably due a gig in Derry again, and Connor Keys, obviously the Oma Festival's happening with some big acts.
I know, I can't believe we're missing it.
And I'm missing it, so there's probably a window for me to do a gig there too, so... Things are happening. Luke Hinsel, what's Dubai like? We've chatted about that. What's the food like over there? Helen Larvin. It's all great. I didn't eat anything that at the time was like, ugh, can't finish that.
No, everything's
been... Everything's been tasty. Even the stuff that may have possibly got me very bum sick.
I prefer Thailand to Vietnam.
Me too, to be honest.
Which I didn't think you would, because you're a fan of like the soupy noodley broth.
I am, but you would get those things.
To me, there's not enough in that. I'm like, where is all the noodles here?
If it was packed with noodles and packed with chicken, I'd be loving it, but it was very soupy.
Whereas here, everything's like rice-based, rice with meat with loads of other shit in it, which is my favourite.
I didn't think that I liked fried rice till I came here.
But this fried rice isn't like your Chinese takeaway fried rice. This is like rice fried in coconut oil with loads of stuff.
Yeah, it's got like...
And it's like, oh.
Even the one I had for dinner there was like, it had cashews and like, it looked like raisins.
And so many things come with a fried egg on top, which is just the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's fucking outstanding. Rice and egg is the shit. I'm going to have to wrap this up soon before I piss myself. Have you seen the PSN Ice Dance video? I have. Bet them skills come in handy when the bricks are flying. I don't like that, right? I don't like when police and stuff have good crack. I don't know why. Same way I didn't like when Obama dropped that mic that he wasn't even fucking using.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, have a bit of fucking respect for yourself or no one's going to respect you. Does that make sense? Like, it's like you're the president of America. Why are you on a show with Bear Grylls? Sort your fucking life out.
Well, I suppose he was trying to, it's more relatable and...
He's already relatable. He does enough without bleeding into that fucking media circus thing.
Well, when you become president, Colin, you can do whatever you want.
I don't want it. Have you seen the state of Obama?
That is the only job you've ever said that you didn't want, so that's good.
Only because it's not really a job. That he doesn't run the country. Let's not get political. Why is James Corden invited everywhere? Because he's probably a workaholic and he's keen and positive.
And say what you like about him, he's done very well.
And he does his job well. You know.
He's stuck in it.
You need that outgoing person who can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And he's willing to do it. So fair play, I have nothing really bad to say about him. I wouldn't say I was as big a fan, but...
Did you ever watch Gavin and Stacey though?
Yeah, sure. Watched it with you about 4 times. Slept the whole time.
Loved it.
Shite, but... No, I'm joking. But, like... That's what you need in that position. And he can talk to people, he can do carpool karaoke. It's all great. It's all great crack. You know what I mean? He's good. Fuck it, I don't care. I don't watch it, but what can you do? We are at 1 hour 22. I'm gonna have to fucking upload this. It's gonna take forever. What other good podcasts are there out there? listen to yours and Bill Burr's. What else is worth a listen? I'll tell you exactly my
you
list.
You listen to loads, right?
I don't really. I listen. There are people who listen to way more than me. I listen to about 8. So here's my rundown. Listen to mine, Bill Burr's. Listen to Your Mom's House podcast with Tom Segura. Is brilliant. And Christina Pajitsky, that's his wife. It's not unlike this one, where there was a lot of shit talk. Only they've got more sound drops. So, that one, Fighter and the Kid podcast. Brian Callum, Brendan Schaub, Joe Rogan, Mark Maron. I don't listen to that often, but if he's got good guests. What other shit they listen to? You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes. Kieran Bartlett has a podcast, Sunday Sermon. Sunday Service? What's it called? Service?
Sermon, I think.
Aaron McCann should have one, which he called Midweek Cheek, which I give him such a slagging about. Who else is there? Out there? The Tom and Jerry podcast, which is Tom O'Mahony and Jerry McBride, which I listened to in the plane, which was a lot of fun. They're from down south. So look up any of them. Enjoy it. Last question. Ever drop a load in an airplane bathroom? Or do you hold to landing? I definitely took a shit on one of those Emirates flights. And so did you, Maureen, because you told me, remember?
Yeah.
You were like, that was a large one.
I didn't do that.
Maureen was like, that flush isn't going to cut it. Can you lend me the fork that came with our on-flight meal? Did I go and mash this bitch down? Didn't you?
I definitely did not Maureen say like, any of those things.
Maureen was like, are you done with that knife? Because I need to chop this into sections. Let me just hack this into segments and it'll go down like just a portion of 20 nuggets.
Colin, you've really ruined the end of this podcast.
I haven't. People will be laughing.
It's disgusting.
Anyway, I must go because I need a wee. Let me plug some dates. 1st of June, we're going to have a podcast live at Lavery's. It's going to be good times. Buy a ticket for the 29th of October. The lads are at the Ulster Hall. If you anything to plug, Maureen, what's your makeup page?
I don't think anyone here cares about makeup.
Ah, there's girls, isn't this? Go ahead.
I just want to take a picture of you right now.
What's your page?
Mobile Makeup.
At mo.bell. Yeah. Follow that shit. We'll try and get another podcast out on Tuesday. Or it might just be a case of I'll do it when I can do it. I'm not even sure if this one will upload. However, cheers for listening, and we'll speak to you next time. Say bye, Maureen.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.